coming. It's coming. But it's not. It's not like you think it's coming. It's coming sooner than you think. Are you thinking? You should be thinking, because it's time to connect the dots. And you need to think to connect the dots, really. Unless you're working with a diner placemat, then it's a pencil that outlines the hidden animal. Well, I don't know if you ever had that experience, but I'll tell you what you could experience. You could experience good music. You could experience a good movie. You could experience a good encounter with another physical human being. Yeah, it's coming your way. If it hasn't come your way already. Well, what is on the menu today? There's magic on the menu. That's right. You know, you're living on planet Earth. In case you haven't been informed yet, you know, it's possible some people don't. They were never told that. They have no idea. They think they're living in a dream. Some people are living in a dream. But on planet Earth, it's a very special planet because we do things on planet Earth that never get done anywhere else in the galaxy, or the universe for that matter. It's a very special place where new things get tried out. And I'm not just talking about buying a new automobile and test driving it, but new concepts in living, in interacting, are all tried out on planet Earth. New type creatures are tried out on planet Earth. That's right. We are the living laboratory, and humans existing on planet Earth, it's been tried in a new way. Unfortunately, the party was the Earth party here was crashed by bad reptilians and other undesirable creatures that came here and infiltrated our party and took over, and they have been mind-controlling people for way too long. It's going to change because the Earth is moving into the fifth dimension. That's right, and we're not talking about some 20th century rock group here. We're talking about dimensions of the universe. There's 12 basic dimensions, in case you haven't heard. Each has 12 overtones. 12 times 12 is 144. How gross. Well, you know, that's where why that number 144 is so significant. In fact, there's things going on now that, the ETs that are here, many of them are here. The spacecraft, our solar system is crowded with spacecraft. It's like a parking lot now, I hear. But I don't have the spacecraft to go up there and check for myself. I just have to take the word of those who have been tweeting that on Twitter. Yeah. Old President Trump got me to go on Twitter, and I thought he was confused. You know, I thought, well, let me just go on and see what's happening. But there's a lot of valuable information on Twitter, even though it gets taken off real fast when the Twit Devil, who runs the Twit show on the Twit Turd, the Twitter. It's the Twit Dean, the Twit God, the Twit Turd, whatever it is, who's ever controlling that thing. They have gone on full scale attack on opinions they don't like. They actually have a pop up now on Twitter. That, like, somebody makes a statement and you want to add something, give your 2 cents to what somebody says, and what was the Twit Devil doesn't want anybody to comment further on something that was being said. As soon as you start to try to retweet with a comment, a pop-up appears on the screen saying, don't even bother to retweet this because it will automatically be deleted. Oh, isn't that wonderful? That's how nervous they are about having people adding their two cents to things that they don't like, officially don't like. And I'm sure that the list is growing every day. But that's how they're suppressing free speech now. And there's other little tricks they use now. Oh, they're pulling all the tricks out of the hat now, or out of the bag. You know, you start tweeting something that they don't want anybody making any negative comments about, they'll pull you off the page right there. All of a sudden you flip off, you'll be somewhere else, and you won't even get to finish your tweet, you know. Dirty little tricks like that. And you know, they're taking people off left and right. They don't like anybody that has an opinion against the evil world controllers. Hey, you know what everybody is getting cheated out of? Like, I think it's either 51 weeks or 52 weeks of steady protests in France. Yeah. The firefighters and their friends have been protesting the Macron French government. And mainstream media has been totally ignoring it, ignored here in the United States. I mean, this has been going on for 52 weeks, almost a year now. And they're protesting and rioting in France every week on this stuff. And it's not getting news coverage. That's how corrupt the news media is. And what can I say? It speaks for itself. But it's not just here. It's the other countries, too. In the United Kingdom or Great Britain or England or whatever you want to call it. The famous BBC. News organization. They're the same way as over here. They don't report on 52 weeks of protests in France. They don't report on anything that's against the European Union, because even though the British people are trying to break away from the European Union, the European Union owns the networks in Great Britain, the United Kingdom, and British Islands, whatever you want to call it. And so they're stifling truth there, too. Plus, they've really trampled on democracy and free speech there. You know, over in Great Britain, can't call it Great Britain anymore, really. Over in the ununited kingdom. Over there in England, make it simple there. you can't, if somebody makes a complaint to the police that you said you gave some hurty words, you spoke some hurty words that might be offensive to somebody, they will come and arrest you with no proof of it whatsoever, and you'll be brought before the judge, and they'll throw you in jail for 30 days, 60 days, whatever, just because somebody filed a complaint against you. You won't even have a court case. I mean, this is where it's going right now. That's how bad it's gotten over there. And it's insane, you know? We used to think that England was, like a democratic place. You know, they are stifling free speech so badly. This is a story I ran across. A woman is in the park and asked the cop, how come you're allowing those Muslims to pray in the park when there's a law that prohibits praying in the park? he refused to, to comply with her request to stop the Muslims from illegally praying in the park. And then 15 minutes later, they show up at this woman's house and arrest her for inciting hate. When she was just calling to his attention, and he wasn't doing his job or didn't know the law, that he wasn't supposed to allow Muslims or anybody else to pray in the park. Apparently that's the law they have over there. So this is the insanity that is going on. Meanwhile, you know, we've been hearing for over a year now about this thing coming called the Event. Yeah, it's the Galactic Federation of Light, our brothers and sisters, our galactic brothers and sisters representing numerous nations or groups of creatures, most of which are humanoid. In other words, they got 2 feet, 2 legs, but they might not have, look exactly like us. Though some of them do. I believe the Pleiadians look quite much like us. But then there's the Arcturians, the Assyrians, and some of these factions actually have good and bad groups. They're not all good. But they're all here to help us out and try to help the Earth. Yeah, the Earth is a living entity, and they're trying to help the Earth increase the vibrational frequency. And if there's enough humans increasing their vibrational frequency, they can pull us all up into a planetary ascension where we can vibrate our true being self at a faster rate to which the dark side cannot follow us or be amongst us anymore. Oh, that'd be a wonderful day. Anyhow, this event is taking much too long. You know, why promise this thing is coming and then, like, you know, the clock is ticking away, things aren't getting any better here, and, you know, like, why did you tell us so early? Because you got all our hopes up, and now we're getting annoyed. It isn't happening. You know, we're hearing excuses, like you're getting to sound like the jerky government people we have are ruling over us now. You know, they promise us everything and nothing ever happens. Well, hopefully, this event is going to happen. It would happen sooner if we all could just concentrate on love and be good people. Are you helping to raise the frequency of planet Earth? Well, you have to be in the love mood, projecting love, doing acts of kindness, feeling gratitude, showing gratitude, and smiling, the world smiles with you, you know, as the saying goes. Hey, and just in case you didn't know, this is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. Call in and give us your 2 cents. Connect the dots for us. Hey, I connect the dots all the time, but I bet there's other people out there who know how to connect the dots, too. You know, if you connect the dots in the star systems, you can start with the star Polaris, otherwise known as the North Star. And if you connect, if we think of the stars as being points of light, and you connect, seven of them there, it takes, you can make a Little Dipper, and that's why it's called the Little Dipper. Also known as Ursa Minor. And then there's the Big Dipper. You can connect another seven stars and correctly with the lines to form a Big Dipper. And that's connecting the dots in a way. You can think of the stars as dots. And then those are the two easiest constellations to spot in the sky. Orion's an easy one, too, with the three stars going across, and then the three sideways ones at about a 45-degree angle above it. But the most obvious ones are the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. Ursa Minor and Ursa Major. Also the Great Bear and the Little Bear. Isn't it amazing how some things have multiple names? Well, revel at that. We'll be reveling when the replicators finally show up. Keep wary about them. I mean, we've seen them on Star Trek episodes. Apparently, the whole universe has replicas except planet Earth. You know, we've been cheated. And who we have to blame? Those darn no-good reptilians and the Dracos and the Anunnaki and all the other cruddy creeps that have come to our planet and taking advantage of good-natured human beings, which we are. Bring on the replicators. I'll bring on the tachyon chambers. I hear they're available now, but they're too expensive. So, please, you know, I mean, we're tired of, you know, things there for people with money only. I mean, everything actually that's being deprived of the human race is available if you have enough money. Yeah, you can have your own time machine, you can have your own tachyon chamber, you can have your own replicator, you can have your own free energy car, free energy spaceship. All it takes is money, and the elite have access to everything, teleportation machines, you name it. And they have access to all the bad things going on, too. But we're not going to get into that. But they have access. So, all I got to say is, whoever crazy idea, we're going to introduce tachyon chambers and then try to charge people $25,000 for one. And come on, like, don't you understand that the people on this planet, we don't have, average people don't have $25,000 to throw away. Only the elite do, or the almost elite. That's not how to introduce them. Come on, we hear everything in the universe is supposed to be free. So if you're going to allow us to have tachyon chambers, that's landed craft, land your spacecraft, and just unload the cargo. Believe me, you can do it and get away with it. It'd be pretty hard to press to try to convince me you can't do it. And again, hey, call in the radio show. Tell us how you can't do it, why you can't do it. You know? But don't dangle these things in front of us and don't have them available for free. You know, I mean, really. We're going to get annoyed, I mean, because you're starting to look like when you promise things and you don't deliver them on right away and you don't make them affordable, you're just like the rotten governments we have here, you know? What's the difference? I mean, you know, they promise us everything, too. And we never see anything. And so far, basically, I mean, some people claim they're seeing something, but the general public isn't seeing anything. I'm out there with the general public every day. And we need to see some more. Meanwhile, the only thing I see is the dark side setting up more things to kill human beings with. That's right. They're setting up more things. Hey, you talk to the people in cell phone companies, and they all say that the 5G is going to get turned on by the end of this year, before the end of the year. Well, how much time does that give us to really stop this insanity? You know, of course, we know our governments are not going to stop it. They're going to wait until millions of people get sick from the 5G, or they themselves get sick, and then they'll still have a problem doing something about it because they've accepted all the bribe money from the companies that want to do this. It's part of the New World Order that wants to kill off 95% of humanity. This is real. This is happening now, and you're going to be victimized unless this Galactic Federation of White People get on the move and land their craft and stop this insanity before it gets out of control. You know, we hear all these great things about Pleiadians are here to help us plug in our 12-strand DNA helixes because we're only running on two strands DNA because 10 were turned off by, I guess it was the Anunnaki. And blame it on the Anunnaki. Hey, that's what I say. Just about every bad habit there ever was can be blamed on the Anunnaki. And that about says it right there. And who do you think's running the New World Order? The Anunnaki, plus who's joined in, the reptilians, and sure, the demonic spirit beings, they're there too. And I guess artificial intelligence is part of the New World Order also. You know, which brings to mind sometimes these little history lessons need to be retaught because you're not going to get them in public school, that's for sure. The do you know there's 8 underground levels at Montauk facility? Well, I wouldn't be surprised. anyhow, back to the history lesson here. The ancient Arrow site in New Mexico, 23 chambers cut out of solid rock. Supposedly, when the disc found was finally deciphered, it revealed that this was all set up by humans from the future, calling themselves the Wing Makers. And it was supposed to be for the whole human race to help uplift this. And, of course, no sooner than the government found out about it, which is ruled by all governments, including the U.S. government, heavily ruled by the New World Order, they confiscated all the info, closed up the caves, and they intend on keeping them closed. The only reason we even know anything about this is because one of the key scientists who decoded the disk that enabled him to decipher the cartouches on the walls of the 23 chambers, he got wind that they were going to sit him in the seat where they erase your memory. And he didn't want to lose his memory of all these things he had been studying or the pictures he had personally taken. So he skipped town ahead of his mental extermination, and managed to get an interview with Nexus Magazine. This was back in the, early 90s. And a lot of the stuff got put out. Some of it's still out there on the internet, the pictures are and stuff. But you could probably find the old Nexus magazine, and it tells you about all the secret things they were working on, and some of the info that he was privy to. In fact, some of it being that there was, in 2011, there was going to be these beings from the future were warning us that in 2011, Earth was going to be invaded by a semi-artificial intelligence, cyborg creatures. And apparently, it's 2019, I guess they're here. They're probably the ones behind the push for the artificial intelligence. And a lot of things are being turned over to artificial intelligence. And you, the general public, are being subjected to an onslaught of machines telling you what to do. And you're going along with it, foolishly, because you've been brainwashed to accept this. And if you ever watch Star Trek, the Borgs in the Star Trek episodes say, "We will assimilate you. Resistance is futile." And that's what the New World Order is trying to do, assimilate everybody's mind. And they're trying to threaten you with resistance is futile. But resistance is not futile, I'm telling you. And we need to resist all these things being dumped on us and thrown at us. And we need to stop whatever we can from the private sector, because if you haven't figured it out by now, government is not going to save anybody. They can't even save themselves. They think they're okay. Some of them do have enough money. They bought their condo in one of the underground cities when they, so they're safe when they plan to devastate the whole surface. They're slowly devastating it with the chemtrails, and there's going to be dead bodies all around when they turn on the 5G. And it'll be almost like that science fiction movie from the 20th century, Soylent Green. They're going to be running, the garbage trucks are going to be out there picking up the dead bodies every day. Just from the ones that kicked the bucket from the 5G. That's how powerful that stuff's got to be. And then they can unleash the big energy weapons. That's it. Devastating a million people in the click of a switch. You don't believe it can be done? Come on. I've seen them out there, the machines. I call them Trojan horses. Yeah. They're hidden in plain sight. But, I know my multidimensional physics, and these machines can be turned on with the flick of a switch and pulsate deadening frequencies over a vast area. And we're talking millions of people can die in a very short amount of time. You know, I don't understand why the Galactic Federation isn't aware of this. You know, I asked them to call them to the show. I don't know that if they even listen to the show, because they seem to have a mindset of their own. Never mind what the stupid humans say. Look, we're here to save them, and we're going to save them, and we'll just let them say whatever they want in the meantime. Wonderful. But they're not listening to the people that have some inside information about all the bad things going on, which I think extend way beyond your comprehension of how bad that can be. You know, that's a misconception that all entities from faster moving realities are smarter than regular human beings in the third dimension, transferring into the fifth dimension. Believe me, we've been subjected to so much evil here. We know how bad evil can get, and I think you've underestimated evil. Yeah, and your actions now are proving it, you know, and you're leaving the service population for the last one to be taken care of. Give us a break. In fact, what took you 8 million years to get here or something? You're talking about wars going on. Though I know it hasn't been that bad 8 million years here on Earth, but at least go back to the Luciferian Rebellion. In fact, you can even go back before that. Well, that was the time to make a mark and respond. I mean, I happen to know the detailed story about the Luciferian Rebellion, and you hear it, it's sickening that they allowed it to happen. They knew it was happening. Lucifer and his buddies declared that they were gods, and that there was no real God, and they just decided to go off and do whatever they wanted, and then they spread their cry for liberty, as the story goes. And they, when they came to Earth, they were well received by what's known as the Planetary Prince at the time. And we became part of the revolution. I mean, the Luciferian Rebellion. Well, the rebellion should have never even been allowed to happen. You know, I challenge that decision. I don't care who agrees with it. That decision was wrong. Because the stitch in time saves nine. And if they had stifled it in the beginning and dealt with the rebels and the instigators, we wouldn't probably have to be suffering that much on Earth. But there still was the Anunnaki, and they should have stifled that quick, fast, too, once they saw what was going on, or once they paid attention to what was happening here on planet Earth. They should have been paying attention. This is where new things are tried out. Well, they should have quickly seen that the Anunnaki really weren't concerned about us. They were using us like laboratory animals. And they never left control of us. You know, their continuation is all the world control organizations, the New World Order, the 33rd degree Masons, the Illuminati. I mean, these are their grandchildren, the Anunnaki grandchildren, the ones that are running the show and controlling everything. And they're in partnership with the demonic spirits and the hostile reptilians. Are there any good reptilians? Well, I don't know. Hey, school and radio shows, you know, if any good reptilians call in, you know. And maybe we'll hear from the guy called Lizard himself. Or are those commercials designed to get us to accept reptilians as being good? You never know. TV is a brainwashing tool. Just like traffic jams are created on purpose. Do you know that? I've mentioned it before. It's all about slowing down your vibration and frustrating you, which prevents you from evolving. You know, in fact, speed limits are ridiculous. I mean, there should be a suggested speed, but when you make a technicality out of a certain speed, you're taking away the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And if you don't understand that, well, you don't understand it. What can I say. We got to stop following the plans designed to fail. You know, we got to understand that chain of command systems are being used against us. That's right. And all the chain of command systems are being used against us. They're not helping us. Well, how are they helping us? They're not helping us at all. They're making our lives difficult. If you want to blame somebody you can see in the flesh and blood who's making our lives difficult, blame the politicians. They're the ones who made all the stupid laws that suppress people living free lives. And talk about, I'll give you a perfect example. Do you realize that, you know, we've been hearing this anti-drug propaganda ever since the Nixon started the whole fake war on drugs, and then the stupid citizens just say no to drugs. Yeah, please. I mean, first of all, drugs are really what you buy at the drugstore, made by the pharmaceutical company. Substances that people use to feel good are not necessarily, it's wrong to call them drugs because then you're confusing the matter. It's a substance that people use to make themselves feel better. It's a different substance. It has a different chemical formula. And it reacts with people in different ways. But the bottom line here is everything that the government, the U.S. government, and I'm sure just about every other government in the world, too, because they're all controlled by the New World Order. Everything you ever heard in your whole life about drugs from the government is a lie. Everything. Absolutely everything they've told you is a lie. And the only way that you can prove that to yourself is really to go help me and spend some time with people who use substances to make themselves feel better. And you'll see that the government wants you to believe that nobody can handle themselves on a substance that alters their perceptions, which is an outright lie. Yeah, there's a small percentage of the population that can't handle themselves in certain situations with certain substances. But it's not to the extent that the government's lying to you. They're telling you everybody, nobody can handle themselves. Well, that's a big lie. You know? Like I said, everything the government ever told you about substances giving you high, which they call drugs, is a lie. It's a lie, it's a lie, and it's a lie. Don't take my word for it. Do your own investigations. First-hand knowledge investigations. You know? The only thing we could possibly agree to is that when people drink too much alcohol, that turns into something negative, usually. Well, there's always a possible. Some people just fall asleep. So even there, it's not 100%. But first of all drug laws are in violation of the First Amendment. Why haven't any lawyers taken this to court? I guess are they all second or nobody's willing to pay them? Hey, I'd pay them to take that to court because that could change everything around, really. I mean, if a person wants to do something that makes them feel better, the Bill of Rights guarantees them that. It's called the pursuit of happiness, you know? And we all need a little pursuit of happiness because the government, our government, has made our lives so difficult. They put us all into financial enslavement. Yeah, the government did that to us. Nobody else did it. It was the government under the control of the New World Order or other rich people. And all rich people automatically become part of the New World Order, whether they know it or not. And these are the facts of life on planet Earth. What can I tell you that you haven't heard already? Probably a lot. And never forget that chain of demand structures are being used against you. That's it. Hey, here's one we all can pretty much much appreciate the old DMV, Division of Motor Vehicles. They're just a negative organization in every state in America, you know? DMV really stands for the Division of Motorist Victimization. They have, created all these laws to get money from you, you know? They charge you ridiculous fees for licenses and license plates, and then they charge you surcharges on tickets now that are three times the price of the ticket. And they just pass these laws to suck more money out of you, you know? It's called legal extortion, and the DMV, they're the leader in the legal extortion campaigns of people. Who we got to blame? The politicians, again, the lawmakers. They sold us out, all of us. And you want a perfect example of politicians selling you out? Well, just look in America here, but there's even a better one over there in Europe, especially England, the United Kingdom, the Great Britain, the British Isles. Those, the government people over there, they are the biggest bunch of crooks and enslavers of their own people that ever walked the face of the earth, I think. That's how bad it's gotten over there. This whole thing about the event could be brought on if we could just be loving people and avoid the conflicts. But who's preventing us from doing that? Government. Government is public enemy number one. You better believe it, and you better understand that the whole system of the republic, representatives, republics don't work anymore. It's important to understand this. Stop participating in this sham that they got going. You know, and it's the two-party system in America. I mean, that's a plan designed to fail. You know? Why do you want to participate in that war? If you vote for anybody in the next presidential election, except a Democrat or Republican candidate. Because as long as you keep supporting these deceptive political party associations that really don't care about you, they're in politics to make money and extort money from you. That's why they're there. That's why they want you to vote them in, so they can scam money off your tax dollars. You know, the government has 100 times more money than it really needs to function. All the money gets scammed by the scam artists and the people with their secret projects. You know, it's time for all the secrecy to end. This world would be a better place if we just laid all the cards on the table and said it like it is. You know, we know free energy exists, which brings me back to a little history lesson. The story needs to be told again. You know, it was in the early 1950s, it was in America, it was President Eisenhower who was the President of the United States, a successful military leader, a popular person, and he got wind that the aliens were here and working with some secret military organizations. So he eventually got to meet them. Once he laid down the law, insisted that he had to meet them, and he got an offer from this particularly generous extraterrestrial being. That him and his group of friends were, Valiant Thor was his name, and they offered, Valiant Thor offered President Eisenhower the whole planet here to give us free energy as a gift to the whole planet. And immediately the energy companies came on and said, no, you can't do that, you know, and they bullied President Eisenhower to give in. And so we all lost out. We didn't get the free energy. This was back in the early 50s. You know, it didn't seem like that big of a deal then, because gasoline in America was selling for 15 cents a gallon to 20 cents a gallon. You know, something we could live with. It wasn't that big of a deal. You know, But once the price of gas is starting to go up, you know, it turned everything into financial enslavement for everybody. And then the banks got together and falsely inflated the price and value of houses so they could lend you more money to make your debt even bigger. And then the price of fuel going up increased the price of everything else. And one thing led to another, and that's why everyone's in financial enslavement now. And who do we have to thank for that? The world controllers, the corporations, and the lawmakers that were willing to go along with that, you know. Of course, the lawmakers, they were all in the palm of the hands of the lobbyists of the big corporations. And that's how it is. So that's another true history story that should be told in public schools. How government and then stabbed the people in the back instead of giving us what would really be beneficial to us. You know, we'd all be living on Easy Street now if we had gotten free energy back in the 50s. And we wouldn't be bickering over things. And guess what? Those crazy people in the Middle East wouldn't have any money to do crazy things because oil wouldn't be worth a dime, you know? Hey, you want to put the OPEC people out of business? Bring out the free energy machines. That's all. They won't have anything to sell anymore after that. And they can go back to their camels in the desert. These are things have to change. The laws all have to be changed. I mean, really, that's what the politicians should be doing is changing the laws, giving us back our rights. You know, there's instead they're working against us, trying to stifle free speech, trying to brainwash us through TV, killing your children with vaccines tainted on purpose. That's right. You don't believe they do stuff like that? They do it all the time. Look at the recent thing, Zantac, I think it is. They discovered there's carcinogens in this product they've been giving out. Supposedly, doctors have been writing prescriptions to give this out to people, or maybe it's an over-the-counter product, supposedly to help you, and it's laced with carcinogen compounds. Carcinogen, cancer-causing compounds. Well, there's your proof there. They do this. They do this all the time. They've been doing this with the vaccines from the beginning. You know, if you don't have any understanding about how a human body operates and all the complex, invisible systems overlaid over the physical body, you clearly understand there is no logic to vaccines. It's a control device designed to make it sicken and weaken people and destroy our immune systems. And they've been promoting that on the general public. And they're getting away with it because you're not thinking for yourself. You're not questioning it. You got to question everything. And that's it. And I question everything. And I assume that everything needs to be questioned, basically. But all these things added together is what's making it difficult to bring this event on, because we all need to be happy at home and not have problems, and we all need to be loving and friendly and kind to each other, and that will help add the energy to the human race, in which will uplift our planet. The frequency has to uplift on planet Earth, and when it gets high enough, and if there's enough uplifted people who've uplifted their personal vibrations, they can bring us all along, and we all can ascend together, assuming we want to. I mean, there'll be some idiots that want to keep the status quo. Well, they'll be left behind in the third dimension and move somewhere else or whatever. We don't need to think about that. If you're an intelligent person, you want to move. You want to evolve into the fifth dimension where we don't have to be suppressed by evil anymore. And we can communicate freely with all aspects there's a better way. It's coming. I'm looking forward to it. I just wish these galactic people would get their act in gear, and you know, their biggest flaw is they seem to believe that they know what's best. Well, let me tell you something, galactic friends, brothers and sisters. There are some of us here on Earth who know better how to deal with the situation here on the surface than you guys do. I don't care how smart you think you are, but there's obvious things that you're overlooking. You know, sure, you're taking care of things, and we thank you for that. Honestly, we do. But at the same time, no. You don't have a right to come to planet Earth and take this authoritative attitude that you know everything. You need to show those of us who have clear-thinking minds, show us the respect we deserve, that we have many great things to contribute that you never even thought of. So get, as the saying goes here on Earth, get off the high horse and talk to us face-to-face at ground level. And understand that we're bringing as much to the table as you are. Sure, we need your help, but at the same time, you know, don't disrespect us by thinking we don't have anything to offer, because we know plenty of things that you know nothing about, because you've been living on Easy Street. And if that doesn't make you start thinking, I don't know what the hell will. But I'm speaking the truth out here. And, hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. I speak the truth every Saturday. And I'm a knowledgeable person. So when I speak, I know what I'm talking about. Hey, if you find me making a mistake, call my radio show. Call in and try to convince me I made a mistake. I will defend myself, but maybe you'll... he'll say a thing and something, and I'll think, yeah, I made a mistake. Because it's no big deal. Yeah, I make mistakes once in a while. It's part of being human. And then I just move on, looking to not make that same mistake again. That's all we can do. But I can't be afraid about making a mistake. One thing for sure is once you start, the more things you start deciding on, positively, the better you get at being positive. And I'm pretty good. My track record is really good. But I'm always looking to make it better. Hey, my message to all guitar players out there, get an electronic tuner and change your A string down to 432 cycles and then tune the rest of the strings accordingly. And your music will sound better. Try it. You'll like it. Oh, well, here's something. You can look it up yourself, because there's interesting things to pop up. And we've heard these stories that people live throughout time, and they come back from a distant time and reappear. We've heard these stories in science fiction movies for decades. But here's one. Sometimes, you know, you just take notice of this. I notice a lot of things. And you can check this one out yourself. I got this video out on YouTube now called Are You the Party in Kind? That's right. It's on YouTube. Are You the Party in Kind? Spelled P-A-R-T-Y dash N. Party in Kind. Are You the Party in Kind? That's it. And the girl at the end, I spotted an exact stone statue replica of her face in a book called The 12th Planet. And this is supposed to be an artifact from Sumerian civilization or the Middle East there somewhere. And it could possibly be Egyptian, too. I'm not sure exactly of the origin. But the picture is in the book, The 12th Planet. You can find that book anywhere. And you can find my video on YouTube. So watch it. The girl at the end of the video there. Yep, there's a statue, an ancient statue, face statue, of someone who looks exactly like this girl that appears in my video. You take it for what it's worth, but you'll find it if you look for it in that book, The 12 Planets. Well, first, you got to watch the video, and then you'll have something to compare it to when you browse through the book, The 12 Planets. Talk about coincidences. Hey, did you ever see somebody that looked exactly like somebody else? What's amazing about this is here, I've got this girl in my video, and she looks exactly like somebody from, like, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 years ago that somebody made a face statue of. Well, interesting things ever stop? Never. Never, ever, ever. And all I got to say, hey, if you want to find out about me, go to BBS Radio, you know. There's a profile on everybody who has a show there. My show, Connect the Dots, the one you're listening to now. The airtime is Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Click on the name of the show. You know, I'm on Station 1. Go down to the schedule, Saturday, 10 p.m. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots. I'm on Station 1. And once you click on that, you'll find out everything that I'm involved in. Plus, as you scroll to the bottom, you can click right onto my entertaining rock and roll documentary called Subway Fantasy. I claim it's the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever put together because you don't know what's going to happen until you watch it. I mean, you have no idea where it's going, and it's that will keep your interest. And something to look forward to, by next week I should have another YouTube out, which will be called Let Me Coax You On. And it's kind of like a roller coaster ride of rock and roll music, a visual roller coaster ride, and I'm telling you, once you start watching this, you're going to feel like you're on a roller coaster, because visual, a good visual to fantastic guitar playing makes for a great entertaining video. Hey, who proved that long ago? Pink Floyd, you know? I never really, you know, I was never really a Pink Floyd fan, but then, you know, I heard about them, you know, people bragging how great they were. Then I finally went to one of their shows, and when I saw what they did with the lights to back up and the visuals and the screen projections and all the other fantastic things that they do in their shows, the music sounded 10 times better, and I had to go out and buy the new album immediately, and it took the visual to make the music sound way better, and they proved that that's an important part. So when it comes out in about a week on YouTube, meanwhile, you got plenty of other of my YouTubes out there. I got my Subway Fantasy on YouTube. I got Are You the Party in Kind on YouTube. I got Play Another Party Song on YouTube. And next week I'll have another single song on YouTube. And it's not going to stop there. Hey, if you watch the Are You the Party in Kind, you'll get to hear the whole, you know, the whole song of that lead guitar solo, and you'll get to hear that lead guitar solo that I play at the end of my show. It's about 30 seconds long, but you'll get to hear the whole 2.5 minute record, and the visual with it makes it more enjoyable. It makes it more of an experience. And a good video can make any song sound better, but the song sounds good anyhow. And of course, eventually I'll have my video out there, I Gotta Be Somebody, which is my anthem, which I play. This is the last song you hear at the end of my show. And all I got to say is this was a call-in radio show. Too late to call in now. You know what? all I got to say is you got to challenge everything. You got to stop believing in government. Government is not your friend. They're public enemy number one. You got to wake up to this fact, you know? And why doesn't anybody ever talk about the architectural spheres? That's a good question. And warning all you people with smart meters, they'll make you stupid, make you sick, too. Smart meters create dirty electricity. If you're living in a neighborhood with a smart meter, move. Or call the company and pay them the money to disconnect it and get rid of the meter. Because that's just another tool of the new world order is using to sicken the human race and eventually kill them. And if you have children in school, get yourself a microwave meter and go to the school and find out how dangerous it really is for your children who are in that school. And you might decide to take them out. I mean, with the internet nowadays, you don't need public education. I mean, first of all, they're not going to tell you everything. They only tell you what they want you to know. They want to brainwash your children to be robots operating computer screens for the rest of their lives, sitting in a module. Put in one or two shifts. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's coming down to the end of the show, and here's some good advice before I go. If you can visualize a violet color around your aura, say, hey, that will be beneficial to you. You know that? I'm telling you something good. And don't forget to down-tune your A-string down to 432 cycles. If you're a guitarist, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, the Orion Council of Light is from the sixth dimension. We're in two dimensions right now. We're in the third dimension, and we're gravitating towards the fifth dimension. I believe the Earth is probably, it's still in two dimensions, too. There's a good explanation story of that somewhere on the internet. I just can't think of what word it is right now, but I've come across it. Wouldn't you like some monotonic gold? Yeah. Send me some. If you go to BBS Radio, look up my show, Connect the Dots, you have a mailing address for me. Somebody please send me some monotonic gold. Thank you. But anyhow, just check it out. See the whole things I'm into. All the things I'm doing with my life. Got to do something. It's better than doing nothing. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. We're going to do the countdown. I wish I could do a countdown for the event. All I can tell you is it has to happen before 2025. That's the information I'm going to come across. We'll have to let it play out and see. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. And then we're going to go into the lead guitar solo. At the end of my song, I'll use the partying kind, followed by my anthem. I gotta be somebody. Listen to the words, my friends, because it could be your anthem, too. Words and songs are important. Okay, here's the countdown, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Well, you know what? We'll be right back.
statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here, took my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.